I'm Mike McCurdy. The ISU, WGLT, and Heil Group community are heartbroken today. Liz Larson, who worked for GLT until last week as corporate support director, died in a water accident on the Kankakee River on Sunday. She completed her first work week at the Heil Group in Normal last week. We're struggling to deal with this news personally and professionally. Former WGLT development director Carla Robustelli worked closely with Liz at WGLT. Carla, thanks for stopping by. I know it's not going to be easy, but I appreciate your time today on Sound Ideas to talk about Liz.
I wish I didn't have to be here today, Mike. Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to honor Liz.
Sure. So she had a presence and an optimism about her. How would you describe Liz?
Well, Mike, the more anyone got to know Liz, the more they understood what an extraordinary person she was and how broadly and deeply she touched the lives of people at Illinois State, here at WGLT, in Bloomington Normal, and way beyond. Liz had a vivacious personality, she was passionate for justice, and she provided selfless love for all of those around her. She was ambitious, she was funny, and she was kind. For Liz, being alive meant making her way through this crazy world with a smile on her face and a song stuck in her head. Citizenship was not a spectator sport for Liz. She experienced and engaged in our community and at our workplace with a sense of purpose and determination. She was a person who embodied, I believe, what is beautiful about this world, and it was a joy to work with her. Anyone who has ever met Liz, whether it was for the first time or perhaps you were lucky and it was more regular, you could not help but find her energy and joy contagious. You just knew that you met someone special, and you knew that the rest of your day or week was going to be a bit better because of the time you got to spend with Liz.
You said she was a joy to work with. You worked most closely with her. What was she like to work with?
Oh, it was fun. It was exhilarating. And to be honest with you, at times, it was exhausting. Liz was so passionate about the mission and vision of public radio. She was passionate about the community. She was eager to serve and to assist others. So you ask, what was she like to work with? She was amazing to work with. As a manager, she was a dream. I feel so fortunate to have had the opportunity to learn from her and to work with her. I feel so lucky to have called her a friend.
So how did she make a difference here at GLT? And what about in the community as a whole and with groups like Next Professionals?
I really appreciate you asking that. Liz made a significant difference at WGLT and in the community. By every objective measure, Liz was excellent at her job. She exceeded all goals set out for our corporate support program and worked to professionalize the program. She raised more money in our corporate support program than GLT's ever raised in its history last year. She implemented a customer service management system, which was really professionalized the way we did business. It improved how we interacted with clients. She was an excellent ambassador to the community. She served in leadership roles with the McLean County Chamber of Commerce Next Professionals. She was a member of the Bloomington Rotary Club and the Labyrinth Outreach Services at the YWCA. She was recognized for her leadership both at WGLT and her service to the community by the McLean County Chamber of Commerce
as
the Pantograph's 2016 20 Under 40 awardee.
I'd forgotten about that.
But, you know, Mike, as you know, because you worked with her, more than her professional accomplishments and success, Liz really made every day an adventure. Our old colleague Willis Kern posted on Facebook the following, and I think it really summarizes how Liz made a difference in the office. He said, "Nothing made me smile more than when I'd see Liz come bouncing into the newsroom to ask a question, offer a tip, or just chat. Her smile was ever present, and she always filled those around her with joy." And I think that's apropos.
And a favorite memory you have of Liz?
Mike, there are so many memories that I'm still sorting through. Liz's passing reminds us that moments turn to memories quickly, and it's so important for us to hold the ones we love closely while we have the time to do so. Through the love she gave to us all, I believe Liz's legacy will certainly endure. After all, if Liz was here with us today, she would remind us to keep trying to make our way in this crazy world with a smile on her face and a song stuck in her head. And that sounds like a good plan to me.
All right, Carla, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it. I know it wasn't easy, so thanks for your time. Carla Robustelli is the former WGLT Development Director and current Director of Advancement at Illinois Wesleyan University.